so Speaks, you know how, like in that last clip, Craig will talk to us about what sports radio does and what sports radio doesn't do?
Yeah. He's got a sense of humor about the form.
He very much does, and it's appreciated by us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We're here with you until 6 o'clock. Hi, we appreciate you hanging out with us here in week one of the NFL season. There is a Cubs team that's still fighting for its playoff life, though. We need to discuss that, too.
And tonight, the Cubs take on the Braves at Wrigley Field, by the way. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:05. First pitch at 6:40 on the Score.
In the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Switch it up on people.
Yeah, you did.
Occasionally. So we had Craig on while you were on vacation, and Russ was here. It was great to have Russ like be here to do the heavy lifting on some of the baseball. He got some good stuff out of Craig too. He was the one that came with the stat about Verlander, right? That Craig's the only manager to have homered off of Verlander.
That's cool. And only current manager.
It was funny because he acknowledged it and then like thought about it while the interview was going on and went back to it. He's like, yeah, so to have me and Matt Shaw each having home runs off of Verlander is pretty crazy and shows you how long the guy has been in the league. Anyway, things have been going so well with the fines that the Cubs have had from a pitching standpoint. It brought me to start this conversation with Craig. I'm going to do a sports radio thing right now. I'm going to reverse a sports radio thing real quick. Because a sports radio thing is when things go bad, fire the hitting coach, fire the pitching coach, right? I'm going to do the reverse sports radio thing. Things have gone so well for the Cubs pitching infrastructure and with individuals that the Cubs have brought in. I was wondering, legitimately this morning, I was wondering, does Tommy Hottovee want to be a manager?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. I have not asked him that specific question. I'll ask him for you and report back.
Okay, I look forward to that. I also would love to follow up on that question on something that maybe you can answer. I know I kind of put you on the spot with that. If there is someone on your staff that's like, I want to grow and be you or be better than you, what are the things that you try to help them do to get to that point? Like if someone says that they want
the
to do the opposite of what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're the highest paid manager in the game. You want to follow that path right there.
Nah, looks can be deceiving. You know what I mean? You got to always stay ahead of it.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer by Craig.
All right. I tried. I just wanted to do the reverse sports radio thing.
Craig, one thing
I'll ask Tommy. I absolutely think Tommy's capable of it. I think he's, the great thing about Tommy is that one, he's the best thing is that he's just an insanely hard worker. Two things: he's an insanely hard worker, and he really cares deeply about his players and the Chicago Cubs. You put those things together, and you're going to have a person that's very successful at their job. And Tommy's been very successful, and he's really kind of built his resume, so to speak, kind of the right way in terms of like working his way from a lot of jobs that taught him a lot about people, a lot about the organization. And he's certainly put in a long stretch of, just time with the Cubs. And I think he's got a really good sense of the organization, how it works and the history of it. And that's been very helpful to me for sure.
Lawrence, you're going to get a nice edible arrangement from Tommy Hottovee here. I think that's a good thing to put into the ethos.
Well, look, as Craig was talking, I just thought about it, and I figured out how to sports radio this even more. Okay, so now what we'll do is Tanny will clip that conversation, and then the morning show when they have Tommy Hottovee on, they'll ask him if he's ever thought about being a manager. And then I'll get the response and play it before Craig's back on the show. So it's a win-win-win-win-win for us here on this show.
There we go.
See?
Now, instead of having a conversation with Tommy, I'm now going to warn him.
Like, hey, man.
Oh, that's tremendous. I'm glad to hear that. I did miss that while out. That's really cool. And so Hadavi was on the morning show this morning, right?
He sure was, Speaks.
Apparently, we're trying to get you another job. I mean, we like you in the job you have. Are you hearing from other teams? Are you interested in anything like that? What are your thoughts on it?
No, I mean, obviously, we're focused on what we got to do this year and do some really fun things. And we've tried to build up. Like, you know, people have asked me over the years, like, if that's something I've ever, you know, thought about and managing. And you know, honestly, I love the pitching side of things. I love being able to help guys get better on this side of the ball. It's definitely something I'd entertain, you know, down the road. But, I mean, I just love the pitching side. I love being able to you know, help guys improve. I love giving up zeros. I love putting zeros on the scoreboard. It's like probably my favorite thing in the world. You know, and I want to be able to keep doing that right now.
I wasn't suggesting that he take over for a team that's looking for a manager in this moment. I was suggesting that as part of the next hiring cycle, then maybe he's someone that gets interviewed. But it's an interesting thing about the pitching coach and manager's speech.
Yeah, it doesn't really happen successfully very much historically. Like, you think of the profile of managers, we all know catchers and backup catchers, and sometimes it's utility guys or what have you. But, like, John Farrell is the first one that comes to mind because he won a World Series with the Red Sox. And that is a longtime pitching coach who became a manager. Ray Miller was the pitching coach for Earl Weaver forever with the Orioles. And he had a very short, unsuccessful run as a manager. Bud Black had a decent run, won a Manager of the Year award as a manager, had been a pitching coach. Roger Craig, remember that dude? Not the running back, but the pitching coach for the Giants, who taught everybody the split finger, was a manager for a short time with, like, the Will Clark and Matt Williams Giants.
A lot of people thought that, like, Mike Maddox would be someone, you know what I mean? That would be someone who would come from that tree and then become a manager and one of the better managers.
Yeah, I don't know if there's I don't know if it's because they've just been so obsessed with that side of it, and so much of the job is about dealing with batters who are failing. Like, batters who fail as opposed to pitchers who are largely successful. Even the mediocre ones are mostly successful, and psychologically it's a different thing.
And the psychological makeup of pitchers and a pitching staff, like your number one starter to your guy in the back of the bullpen.
Yeah.
They're different guys. They do need different things, and they need a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's just, it's very different kind of mindsets. Like, Daniel Palencia, just go out there and throw strikes. Just go out there and do that and keep it as simple as you can. For a hitter, it's not quite that simple.
I enjoyed the Daniel Palencia Wild Thing moment last night.
I did not. He gives me agita. And he's still the best option, and he's the right option because of how uncomfortable batters are. But sometimes the viewer is also uncomfortable, which is something that happens with closers every once in
and
a while.
And it happened last night.
Oh,
you're like,
yes, it did.
Oh, my, that was not even close.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had that. And he had that when he got a save in Colorado one of those times. Sometimes he can just, he's got some wildness to him that can freak you out a little bit. But that's good stuff. I love when the radio station can further that kind of conversation and shows work together. That's excellent.
Yeah. And again, wasn't trying to hire Tommy Hadavi right now to manage the White Sox.
Hey, man, like, he's one of those pitching coaches. He was a pitching coach under Joe Maddon.
Mm-hmm.
For like, and he, before that, he was the run prevention coordinator. It was the guy from Tampa, Jim Hickey, that he brought with Joe, and then that didn't work out. And then,
well, Lawrence, back up. You talk about the White Sox. I mean, we've been talking about how we want a guy that can come in and get the most out of Mike Clevenger. So if we could find that person,
no, we don't want that.
Oh, sorry, I was misunderstanding.
So somebody in the ownership suite who gets the most out of Mike Clevenger.
I can't believe that's a thing again.
But it hasn't happened yet.
Not yet.
It was rumored over the weekend.
It shouldn't even be rumored.
I mean, like, Chris Tannehill just went back to the ballpark, folks. He just rekindled his love affair.
He just got CHSN.
Yeah.
He did.
I saw him curb stomp the Twins last night. It was glorious.
Yeah, you did. All that power. Kyle Teal's a thing, man. And Andrew Benintendi. What has happened to Andrew Benintendi? He's born again hard.
The fact that Colson Montgomery might end up being the home run leader for the White Sox this year
is insane.
Play, and he'll max out at what, 70, right? Like 70 games, and he can end up being the home run leader.
Yeah.
Is that 48 now? So about 70, 71, 72 games.
Who's the leader in WAR and wins above replacement for the White Sox?
That's a great question.
I believe the answer is Lenin Sosa.
Oh, yeah, because he's the leader right now. He's got 19 home runs.
Yeah. He homered again last night. He's playing a whole bunch of different positions. I mean, and I'm not saying he's a piece of your future, but they got Colson Montgomery, and they got catchers, and they got big-time pitchers in the minors, and they don't need to soil that with Mike Clevinger.
Per Fangraphs, Adrian Hauser is still the leader in WAR. Kyle Teal.
Teal is it's the power of the catcher position.
So 1-7, and Colson Montgomery is tied for second already at 1-7.
Man.
It's not great, though.
And Sosa's not there?
Sosa's 6, okay. 1-3
okay.
For him.
In terms of Fangraphs. Okay.
Aaron Civale is still on the list. He's still top 15 for the White Sox.
Aaron Civale, part of that Cubs mix now, through three very important innings the other day.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like this show, as Boog said.
Yes, extremely important.